This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And someday we'll get them.
That's right. We'll get you guys for that.
We'll. And we have a gentleman here, Mr. John Losinger of Lockheed Martin, who could probably lend us an airplane that could get us there quick.
Hey, I'm in.
We'd love to do it. We'd love to do it.
Can they pay for the gas, too? We could use a sponsorship.
Yeah, right. We'd need that.
I think I'd have to ask a couple of bosses about that.
But, there you go.
You're working on it then. Cool.
Absolutely.
Now, you're here with the T-50 program, correct?
Yes, we are here. We have our T-50A cockpit demonstrator over at booth 457. And the T-50A is Lockheed Martin's offering in the U.S. Air Force's Advanced Pilot Training Program, also known as TX. So this is a fast jet trainer meant to be a replacement for the T-38 Talon, and really to train next-generation pilots to fly fifth-generation aircraft like the F-35 and the F-22.
Now, I saw the pictures, and we were talking offline, and it does have a lot of F-16 DNA in it, as you said.
It does.
But when you look at that T-38, did any of you say, look, this airplane's really cool, and we got to top that?
Yes, well, so you know, one of the focuses, again, is, so the T-38 fleet has been in service for quite a while, the average airframe life of 50 years. So it really is a generational shift in training for tomorrow's airmen. T-38 has been a great airplane, and it's been, very successful in training pilots. But the U.S. Air Force has said that, we really need to...
It's time.
Yeah, it is time.
Yeah, we got our money out of it.
It is time. The time is certainly now. And, on the T-50A, what we've done is taken the lessons learned and on the successful platform of the T-50 trainer and modified that aircraft, essentially a block upgrade specific to the U.S. Air Force's pilot training requirements. So a new cockpit. So if you come over to the booth and see us, there's a new large area display, which looks very much like the cockpit of an F-35, and that's by design to make the training seamless. So you still have the benefit of the aircraft flying qualities of an F-16 and a fast jet trainer. But that the cockpit makes it that transition easier to fly and fight fifth generation aircraft.
Right. So you're saying more of the technology upgrades are in the cockpit than the rest of the aircraft.
A lot of them are. Yes. Yeah. So essentially, we're leveraging that because so we decided we came out earlier this year. We had studied a clean sheet design. Our colleagues at the Skunk Works, California. Had studied it, and they love to build clean sheet aircraft, and that's their MO. But they studied it diligently and said, for this competition, it just doesn't make sense. From a cost and schedule standpoint, the T-50A really is the strongest offering, the lowest risk option, and really the only one that can meet schedule, which is imperative at this point, given the age of the T-38 fleet and the critical need to train and begin that program to train next generation pilots.
I was going to say, what's the average age of the T-38 fleet now? Do you have any idea?
I believe it's about 50 years. So they came online in late 1960s, and so they've been online and they've done a great job, but they've they're just aging out.
The real reason that the Air Force wants new ones is because they've lost all the keys.
Oh yeah, I hate when that happens. That and they got rusty bumpers.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
So the T-50, how many of you got flying? Just the one prototype?
So the T-50A, we have two aircraft right now, and these are production-ready aircraft. These are T-50 trainers that we took and upgraded the cockpit to the T-50A configuration. So it's not a new airplane.
Right. So you can just turn the crank. You're ready to go.
Yes. So, and again, we leverage all the experience and the success of the T-50 program, and that includes the maintenance, the supply chain, all of these things that are ready to go, and all that that work and that testing. And we've already trained over 1,000 pilots. We have just over 200,000 flight hours on the aircraft. So it's a proven airframe just to build on, and really that's our advantage, our key advantage in this competition, we believe, is that schedule.
That and the maintenance history, they already know about the reliability of the aircraft.
Exactly.
So it's not they're not starting from scratch.
Precisely.
So in my opinion, that makes the most sense because you don't want to interrupt your training program because you're trying to work the bugs out of a brand new design.
Right. And we understand, and folks here are well aware of the budgetary challenges for the U.S. Air Force and really across services. And, you know, the so-called acquisition bow wave that's coming, so all the challenges with, you know, a recapitalization of JSTARS, of new tanker, new LRSB bombers coming online, and all of these, this universe of budgetary constraints. So we believe that the T-50A is that, you know, that solution that makes it easy to keep this on schedule. The past schedule for the TX program has slipped to the right several times, and now you know the Air Force has said that this is a priority. So we're confident that it will in fact stay on track. We expect an RFP this December, and a contract award late next year. So this is a very high priority for the U.S. Air Force, and we believe the T-50A is the strongest offering in the competition to meet that schedule and cost and an effective training solution.
Okay, this is a fast jet trainer, so I'm assuming it's a supersonic trainer.
It is, yes.
Capable of going Mach 1.000,000?
Yes, yeah, no, yeah, so it does go over Mach 1. I can get you the exact number, but yes.
It's fast.
Yes, it is very fast, yes.
So it's not the primary trainer. They transition into it from something
correct.
Else.
Correct. Yeah, so they'll have the existing, you know, pipeline of the prop intro trainers. So this is the fast jet trainer, which is you know, in combination with the ground-based training regime, which we are also offering. So it's not just the aircraft. You know, Lockheed Martin, our colleagues at Mission Systems and Training, also it's a comprehensive solution. So it's not just the aircraft, and it's a big part of it, obviously, but that the ground-based training aspect of it, the live virtual construct training, the sims, all those things that go along with it before you get into that aircraft are certainly a big part of it. So it's a comprehensive offering, and we realize it's more than just the airplane.
Is it a two-place?
Sorry?
Is it a two-place trainer?
A two-seat?
Yeah.
Yes. So there's okay. A two-seat trainer, and that brings up an interesting point. So it's a two-seat trainer, and unlike, you know, the T-38, which, you know, for F-16s, which do have a two-seat variant, these fifth-generation aircraft, F-35 and F-22 are single-seat aircraft. So it puts ever more onus on the training to have a competent, confident pilot who gets that first solo flight is very much a solo flight. There's not an IP. There's
right.
no pilot. So you're all by your lonesome there.
Are you a pilot?
I'm not. No.
Okay. So you don't know that feeling of when you
no,
when
I
you
don't,
take off and then you realize there's nobody in the plane
yes,
to help.
Yes. And you know, just you know, anecdotally, and the feedback that I've heard from some of my colleagues who are pilots, you know, that is a daunting feeling, and anything you can do, you know, again, and we believe that then you know the T-50A, that transition. You know, when you get down and you sit in that seat with the stick, and you'll feel comfortable because you have that, you know, that the cockpit layout and the handling qualities, and so again, a seamless transition, and that's our core focus.
Have you gotten a ride in it?
I've not.
Oh,
I've not.
Man.
I'm looking forward to that.
I know. I think there are several people ahead of me in line for that.
Yeah, several hundred.
I would love to, but yeah. Yes.
What's the general feeling at the corporation? I imagine you're very optimistic then.
We are. We're very confident. And, you know, just you know, in the last month, you know, our CEO, you know, has come out and said that, you know, we are very confident in our offering. And, you know, in the discussions we've had, and really the U.S. Air Force, this is actually one of their kind of signature programs. If you've heard of Secretary Frank Kendall, the acquisition chief, is his better buying power, one of his core priorities was to engage more closely with industry throughout this process, and we've certainly seen that. And in the past, you know, sometimes there's been a little bit of a disconnect, and so then the RFP comes out, and you know, we're here and they're there. But that close and ongoing dialogue has helped, you know, not just us but our competitors as well, and having offerings that are a little closer to what they're looking for. So
right.
I think that's been a success on the Air Force. So kudos to them. That's been a big success on the Air Force side.
Okay, and the buy one, get one free offer probably did helped a lot too, you know?
Yes. BOGO.
Yes.
Well, planned production is what? I would think of at least several hundred aircraft.
Yes. So right now, the Air Force's requirement is 350 aircraft. So that will be the initial RFP that comes out this December, and the contract next year. So that will be 350 aircraft.
Wow. That's
that'll
a
keep
lot.
That'll keep you working for a couple of weeks.
It will, yeah. And we are ready to go. So.
Yeah, you like you said, it's basically the same aircraft. The tooling's already there. The production line's already there. The skilled people are already there.
Kaboom.
It's just press the button and here we go.
You're stealing all my talking points. Yeah. Dave. I appreciate it.
You're just going to put it in the copy machine and bingo.
Yes, sir. The copy machine.
Yes, sir. On time, ready to go. Yes.
There you go. Delivered overnight.
Mm-hmm.
And we can even, it even, the color even matches your eyes.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. Well, we've been listening to John Losinger here from Lockheed Martin talking about that T-50 project. Sounds very interesting. Can't wait
and
to
have
one.
It does have a cool factor to it. It's a cool looking airplane.
It is cool.
It's a pretty airplane, just like our F-16.
There you go.
Well, it's that time of year.
Yes, it is.
We get to sign
this
off.
This is our last. We're done.
Yeah, we're toasted.
We're done for. And we're always amazed when they ask us back.
Yeah. Well, they can't find anybody else.
Oh, I think John could do it.
Listen, Steve Vischer and Grant McHaren are just too far away. The commute would be just too much.
Yeah, the commute would kill them.
Yep. But, you know, it's been a great year for us. We've had a lot of fun. We've met a lot of people. We've done a lot of silly things.
We've made
a
lot of mistakes on the air.
And we're planning on repeating them for next year, but we want to make sure that all of you come back here as well. And for me personally, all of you pilots and all of you who are flying on the ground, you know, be careful out there, and we hope to see you next year.
Very good. This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie signing off.
See you on the flip side.
EAA Radio.